Hello, everybody. Thank you so much for clicking onto this podcast. In this episode, I have the pleasure of talking to Carrie from Wild Jasper Online. It's a super cool clothing business for tweens. You should totally go check it out. And don't forget to go to my Instagram at tweentalkaus and my website, ameliabaxter.com.au. Let's get into the podcast.
Hi there. My name's Amelia, and I'm the host for Tween Talk. Here, we'll be talking all things tween, fashion, beauty, food, and lots more.
Hello, everybody. Welcome or welcome back to this podcast. Today, I have a very special guest, Carrie from Wild Jasper. How are you?
I'm really good, thank you.
So, tell me a bit about yourself.
Well, I'm a mum of two. I've got a son and a daughter. I've got a 16-year-old son and my daughter's nearly 14. I do work full-time, but then I started my business as a side hustle coming up nearly 2 years ago now.
Oh, that's so cool. So tell me a little bit about your business.
We do tween and teen girls fashion. It's an online store. One day in the future, I hope to have a bricks and mortar store, but at the moment it's online and I actually love what I do. It's just, yeah, every order I send out just makes me happy.
That's so good. So why did you decide to make a business in the first place?
It was from countless shopping trips with Kayla, my daughter. She was 11 and she was struggling. I was struggling with her finding age-appropriate clothes. The big chain stores, she was finding they were too babyish for her. But then you go into other stores that are more aimed at older teens. So there wasn't really anything in between in a good price range that we found. We found bits and pieces, but yeah, and it just came to me and I thought, wow, I want to look into this. And then everything started to fall into line and I found people to help me build my website. And yeah, that's sort of how it started.
So you've mentioned you sell clothes. Is there any other products that you sell?
We do a range of accessories. We sell a tween skincare range. I've got a range of bathers. I'm looking into an activewear range, which is an Australian company, and also hair care products.
Honestly, I would love to shop at your store right now. It sounds so cool. Where can we buy your clothes? Because you mentioned that you are an online store.
Yes, website is www.wildjasper.com.au. We also have a Facebook page where you can get links to our the website there, and we're on Instagram as well.
Nice.
So, yeah.
So out of all of the items that you sell, what's probably your favourite out of all of them?
There's a few at the moment in the contemporary range. So we have a tween range and I've brought in the contemporary range because not all teens fit into the tween range. You know, you're growing and your bodies are changing. So we brought in a contemporary range, which is women's clothing, but that we've hand selected that is suitable for girls. So it's not too low. It's not too short that it's showing your midriff. And it sits nicely. And in that range, I love the Rachel Cardi, which is a gorgeous knitted cardi. Just love it. And in the tween range, the pearl knit jumpers at this moment they've been so popular and they're just gorgeous. And yeah, everyone that has purchased one just loves them. So there's a few of my favorites.
That sounds super cool. What would you like for the future of your business, like after it kind of grows a bit?
Yeah, well, as I mentioned before, I would love a bricks and mortar shop, but I want to make it more of a community where it's not just about the fashion, the clothing, but it can be a resource for mums and dads that are maybe going through something or struggling. You know, unfortunately nowadays for kids, life's a lot harder. You've got social media, it's a scary thing, and that I just want to, I have a blog on my website, and I'm getting, at the moment I'm talking to professionals to do with health, you know, health, skincare, anxiety, depression. So I want it to be a place where they can go. There might be something that parents and, you know, the girls can relate to, but with links to other services that can help. And then the shop being a place, not just a shop where you come for clothes, but can be a place where, you know, girls and parents can just come and hang out for a little bit. No pressure, just a really nice vibe.
Yeah, so that sounds so cool. So this is a little off topic, but what's the funniest thing that's ever happened within your business?
Oh, that's a really, really good question. I was thinking about the funniest thing that's happened in my business. It's probably we're at a Providence camp. It's through a church, and it's for girls. It's, you know, it goes across a week, and there's lots of different things. And I just think it was just meeting some girls, and, you know, seeing the excitement on their faces, and then they were making funny comments and we were all laughing. So it wasn't actually one thing, but it was just funny seeing the reactions of the clothes and seeing the parents and just the girls making funny jokes. So not really a business related thing, but yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so I've got some fire questions for you. If you could have any superhero power, what would it be and why?
Oh, it'd like to be strength, because I just think you could help so many people.
Yeah.
Yep.
Like the Hulk?
Well, the Hulk or even Thor.
Yeah, true. I'd probably have, like, do you know what telekinesis is?
I have heard of it, yes.
It's like where you can lift things with your mind. I think that would be pretty cool.
Yeah, I reckon you could prank your friends with that really well.
Yeah. If you could be any animal, what would it be and why?
A dolphin. Love dolphins.
A dolphin? Is that your favourite animal?
Yes. And where I go to lunch in my work for my day job, in the river, the dolphins come, and I'm like, that's a good sign. I love watching them play and splash around. Yeah, it is really cool.
I would probably be a koala, because koalas are by far my favourite animal ever.
Yeah.
And I think they're just so cute and cuddly, and they could just sleep all day.
Although I did get pooped on by a koala a few years ago, holding it for the cute cuddle photo, and it's like, what's that in my hand? And it pooped on me.
That's so funny. I can't say I've been pooped on by an animal. Actually, no, I've been pooped on by a bird.
Oh.
Does that count?
That's good luck. That's good luck.
Oh, it is?
They say it's good luck. It's an old wives' tale, I think.
Oh. So what's your favourite movie?
Oh. My all-time favourite movie was Mary Poppins, but the original.
Oh, that's the same as my mum.
Yes. Your mum and I are probably similar ages, so that might be why. But I love Mary Poppins.
I love Mary Poppins too.
Oh, good. That's so does my daughter.
I think that was, like, a really, really cool movie, especially when they, like, went into the bathtub and stuff.
Yes.
I'm an absolute Harry Potter fan, and I love the Harry Potter movies.
Yes.
They are, like, the best movies ever.
Yeah, I've watched all of them. I like all of them too.
One time, me, my brother, and my mum, we had, like, a Harry Potter movie marathon, and we, like, watched a movie each night, and it was so good.
Yeah. That sounds awesome. I like movie nights.
Yeah, same. They're kind of all the questions I've got.
Oh, okay. There you go. That was easy.
Yeah.
You're a very good interviewer.
Thank you. You're a very good interviewee.
Oh, look at that. There we go. Compliments all around. Good job.
So thank you so much for coming into my podcast. I've had so much fun talking to you and I've really, really enjoyed it.
Oh, I've enjoyed it too.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Bye.
Thank you so much for listening to this podcast. Tune in next time for more tips and tricks on how to live the twin life.